Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know what it is. Your boy, FIFO 24/7. Here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge and special guest, Spike Lou from the Dead End Verse and other podcasts.
What up, though?
So look, today we got Jay Skies and Superior, Testament of the Times. You know how we start these things off, man. We go straight into ratings. So the features are first. This particular project does not have many. We got Coda, Savia, Rome Streets, and OT The Real. So out of those features, how did y'all feel about those features' performances?
I think I'm at a C, bro.
You had a C?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Spike?
I'm at a D. A
damn! And this is why we brought him on.
I was being generous with that. Like, it was a little below average for me. Y'all know how I feel about Boom Bap. But this wasn't awful. I didn't hate this album. I was able to get into it, but the people that he brought with him, like nobody made an impact.
So you didn't like Rome Streets? Mm-hmm. I felt Rome Streets was the one that stood out.
Yeah, Rome Streets and Ty Ferris were cool, but them other dudes.
Yeah, OT The Real and Coda Savia, I don't know. I wasn't feeling them like that. So
he's definitely a Griselda dude, right?
Yeah. Jay Skies is signed to Drumwork, which is what's his name?
Conway's
imprint. And then Rome Streets is signed to Griselda. So is Ty Ferris, right?
I don't think so.
Ferris isn't. But he's a constant contributor though to Griselda. So let me see, what else? What about the production on this?
The production was interesting because I'm at maybe a C plus B minus.
I'm there with you. I'm there with you. I feel like it wasn't bad, but the last project that he dropped last year that we reviewed at the beginning of this year, that production was better. It kind of brought these songs more to life. It didn't feel as good. So I'm with you, Ken. C plus B minus.
He definitely needed some more life in this. I didn't hate it. I understood what it was. I had to adjust my palate for it to listen to it. But it was a C. It wasn't too boom bappy. There was some soul in there. I liked some of the samples that he had. So, C.
Yeah. And you see, he's a sneaker guy.
Yeah, I seen that. I heard
sneaker guy. From the sneakers. And then the rapping. How do y'all feel about the rapping?
I give him a B.
I give him a B, too.
Yeah.
I give him a B.
C minus. It just felt like a lesser version of Benny and Conway. Like it felt like, oh, this dude is trying to be Benny and Conway. Like, but he's just not as good as Benny and Conway. I get it, but it's just I get his lane and why he would be in that group, but nothing was spectacular. Like when you're listening to Conway or you're listening to Benny, like, damn, he said that? And you're running it back. And did you hear him say this? This dude is just like, okay, he rapping. It's cool.
You know what's interesting, Ken? I don't disagree with Spike on this one. But it's also because we did the other, and you know I'm bad with it, so I don't remember the name of the project, but the one that he dropped last year, you could tell that he was more focused on peeling back layers individually and just kind of painting the bigger picture of what life is. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of those things, they hit harder. Like here, he's just kind of rapping the
rap. He's just rapping like, you know what I'm saying? I'm popping my shit a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. But the other one, like there was more direction, like more meaning behind the lyrics, where this one is just, it felt lighter, but I feel where you're coming from. I definitely feel where you're coming from, but I still give it a B in terms of the rapping. Though overall, I give it a C plus B minus. Ken, I don't think it was trash. I know we always ask, or you know, a barometer for us, is it recommendable? I'd recommend the other one over this one.
You abolish know? Something. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, like, I would recommend, I think that one was just a better overall project. This is cool if you follow the Buffalo movement, if you follow, you know, drum work, you follow BSF, you follow everything that's happening with Griselda. This is cool. Like, if I know you're a Griselda head, I'll send it to you. Hey, did you peep this joint out? But I'm not going to send it to you like, oh, my God, like, drop everything you're doing. Listen to this. It's not coming with that sense of urgency. But I think it, you know, C plus, B minus. It's a solid listen.
C for me.
Okay.
C as well. Doesn't stand out. It wasn't great, but I wasn't mad at it. Again, like, there's some boom bap shit that I listen to. I'm like, oh, no, God, take this off. But this, I was able to get through the project and, like, barely take away something from me. So,
what do you think it was? You think it was the production?
That was it. That was the main thing, because he did slide some of the soul in there, and I'm always a sucker for soul beats and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was what it was, sliding that in there, mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, it was. Looks like this was a collab project with a producer by the name of Superior. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I'm disappointed. To be honest, I need it more, especially coming off Abolish Uncertainties. I think that was it. And then, you know, you give us this. So rapping, just the rap, might actually be what he was doing. Maybe he came across a Superior producer, was like, oh, we should work together. And they got in the booth and he cooked up some beats. He was like, okay, I'll run on this and I'll put this out. And then maybe to kind of get him more exposure, maybe it's somebody they want to work with. I don't know. But either way it goes, because I don't think Superior is a bad producer. But, you know, I think Superior as a producer is a filler song producer right now. That, you know, you have the standout song. Yes,
that's good, because it sounded like an album full of fillers.
I need to fill out this album. This is track 9. Let me go ahead and, hey, this Superior beat is dope. I like this. Let me get this. But it ain't going to leap out. He might have some heat. I just ain't heard it on this.
Yeah. And you know what, Ken? Like, we've seen artists in the booth, in the studio together, and sometimes chemistry just isn't what you thought it might be. And I'm not saying that they don't have good chemistry and being able to work together, but I don't know if Superior brings out the best version of Jay Skies, because I think that we've heard it on other projects. Again, the previous one, Abolished Uncertainties. You know, I'm bad with names. But, you know, sometimes you get, you know, these collaborative efforts. Sometimes you didn't know that it should happen. It's amazing. And sometimes it's like, yeah, we should work. And then it happens. It just didn't bring out the best of Jay Skies, in my opinion.
Yeah, like that beat that Rome Streets and Ty Ferris was on, and these characters, that was a good beat. That's a good beat. I like that beat. It's just some other ones just didn't quite hit the mark. Not that they're trash. It's just they just kind of stay in this similar kind of pocket and soundscape. It's just like, oh, all right, another one and another one, you know. I feel like there's some, you know, quality there with Superior, but.
Yeah, nothing special. Nothing special. I don't think it has a lot of replay value. Again, I'm not recommending it to somebody that's outside of the Griselda wave already. So,
I wouldn't even do that.
So not even somebody that was already a part of Griselda.
Huh? I was gonna ask y'all. Wow. I was gonna ask you. Recommend.
I was.
Is he buzzing?
Oh, Jay Skies is nice. Yeah, he's on the come up. I wouldn't say he's buzzing.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but there's a lot of potential here. Yeah, but
because I looked up his Instagram, I had to find. Like, I looked up his Instagram and all that shit.
Here's why. Okay, B is the perfect person.
It is,
like, because he's into this sort of stuff. If I listen to this, I would not send this to B.
Gotcha.
And be like, yo, man, have you heard this? Or you need to check this out. No, but yeah, it'll stop with me. Okay. And we're like, okay, that wasn't bad. That's cool.
See, I would maybe recommend it to B. Like, I might put it in the text, but not send it. You know what I'm saying? Think about. I don't know. But nah, but I feel that, Ken, like, you know, there's certain types of music that we listen to that we would send to certain people. Mm-hmm. This is definitely in B's wheelhouse, but I don't disagree where I would consider not sending it.
You might send a thumb down emoji.
I might send it with it. And just be like, I'm sending it because I know you fuck with them, but I don't know if you're going to like it. You know, but it is what it is. I don't think anybody here is saying it's an absolute trash project.
No.
We've listened to quite a few of those so far in 2024, but this is definitely not in that category, but it's definitely a mid-pack at best. You know, it is what it is.
Not even Arizona mid either. It's like regular mid.
Yeah, it's regular mid. It's regular mid. You know, it's lower middle class mid.
Yes.
But Jay Skies, we still love you. We still love you. We definitely know that, you know, you have, as an artist, you are definitely dope. And the last project, we spoke very highly of you. And we said that, number one, we should have put it in the chamber. And number two, we should have had it on our end of year list, or at least as an honorable mention. We missed that. But this one definitely won't be, unfortunately. But it is what it is. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be back with another one. And I believe Spike will still be here. So we out. Peace.
Peace.